Iyamet, if you want to tell me Bishleima, Nishba, that when the person swears, Ki also Eidim Mechaivei, that if later when Eidim come, even if he still disagrees, if he still sticks to his words, that he did not, that he doesn't have it. But Eidim come later. If you say Yechayiv because of the Eidim, Amtu Lohochi Mechavin Alei Korban Ashvua Basraisa. That's where when he swears five times, for the last Shvua we make him bring another Korban. Hoyu V'yochel Achsel Hoydus, because you could admit in between. Eli Yamad, if you want to tell me that Ki Yossi Eidim Potter, that in the case when you swear that you don't have it, and then Eidim say you do have it, but you still deny it, you still say you don't have it, you're Potter from paying. If so, Miyikim Midir, is there anything? Yilu Asa Sadi Misadi Be Potter. If Eidim will come right now to say you have it, you're Potter from paying it back. V'yanah Neku Nechai V'korban Ashvua. And we ourselves come and be Nechai V'nau Ashvua. Hoyu V'yochel Asa Lohoidus. Because you yourself maybe could come to admit, but hashtu miyos loyoidis. But right now you didn't admit yet. That's what was bothering Rav Amnuna. Rav Amnuna knew that if you admit, Avada Rav agrees, you have to pay. But the question is, you did not admit it yet. And Rav is only saying a svara that when you pay for the five shvuas, you have to bring five times the chaymish and an oshem. Why? Because maybe he could have admitted in between and would have to pay. But the question is, but Lamaisi didn't admit. And since he did not admit, there's no way that he has to pay the money. Because according to Rav, even when Eidim come, if he doesn't admit, he's potter from paying. So that one was bothering Rav Amnuna. How could you say you have to pay a chaymish? But Enochanami, the other terrace, that applies to Rav. That when the person himself admits that he swore false, then Rav agrees he has to pay money. Right. Mar says now, Omer Rabbi Chiya Bar Abba, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hato Yintan is gone to Pikodon. If you're a Shoyim Pikodon, you're watching something for me, and I say, give it back to me, and you say, you know what, it was stolen from you, it was gone off. And really, it's not true, really we find out later that you have it. Halacha is Mishalom Tashlumi Kefil. So the fact that you were a Toyin Tain is Ganef, that makes you a Ganef, and later when we find out that you really have it, you have to pay Kefil, you're like a regular Ganef. Tofach u'mochar, let's say now the Shoyma takes it, makes a Tficha, makes a Mechira, Mishalom Tashlumi Abo V'chamisha. You have to pay Dal V'hei. Hoyo V'gonaf, Mishalom Tashlumi Kefil. Since you have a Shem Ganef, since a regular Ganef has to pay Kefil, V'Toyin Tain is Ganef, Mishalom Tashlumi Kefil, and who adin or shomer pikodin? If he just says back to the owner that it was stolen from him, and really he has it, he has a lach like a ganef. He has to pay kefil. If so, it goes to follow that ma ganef shum sham kefil. Just like by regular ganef, that you have to pay kefil. If you later go and shecht it tofach umocher misham tashum yabov chamisha, if so, the svarah should follow that af toyin tainas ganef. Even though you never really made a real Maisi Geneva, because you were a shamer on this Pikodin. The Yoni gave you his shirt to watch, so it came to you the heter. But there's a Chiddush HaKroa that now that you complain back to the Yoni and say it was stolen from you, and really you have it, that you have a loch like a gun if you have to pay back Kefil, if so, Tofach HaMochar, Shemid HaSvara, Mishal Tashum Yabod HaChamisha. So the Mara Ma'al Ganev, she came Misham Tashlumi Kefil Shlei B'Shvua, but maybe there's a difference. A regular ganef, when we catch you, you have to pay kefil, even though you didn't swear, even without a shvua sheker. But Teyoma B'Toyin Tan is ganef. This that a shomer pikodin, when he says it was stolen from him, when does he have a loch of a ganef? Only if he swears first. Shei Misham Tashlumi Kefil Ela B'Shvua. So then maybe he can't make this hekesh then. So then maybe there's only a chiddush HaKroa that if he swears that it was stolen from him. And then Eidim come and says that he has it, he has a shem gan if he pays kefil, but maybe there's no chiddush, you can't learn how to pay dal v'hei. Tamar says, no, Amri, I'll tell you, still hakeshi. I have the hekesh though, that whenever you pay kefil, that's the loch, you have to pay dal v'hei if you make a genevra, you make a tzvicha mechira. And therefore, be a meshiv and al hekesh. You can't ask any questions on the hekesh. The hekesh is that l'maisa, you have to pay kefil. We give you a shem of a ganef. That's the smara that once you have to pay kefil, if you make a tzvicha mechiri afterwards, pshit you'll have to pay dal v'hei. Smara says, ho nichol aman di yama, chad de ganef, chad b'toyin tan es ganef. Shaper. That there are two psukim like, we had the gemara before, that one pasuk is talking about a regular ganef, and one pasuk is talking about toyin tan es ganef. And therefore we learn out one from the other. El aman di yama, hayim yimotzei haganef, v'yim lo yimotzei, tavayim b'toyin tan es ganef, that both psukim are talking about toyin tan es ganef. Michael Maimer, what can you say then?
So Rashi says, if both of these nerves, the hekesh was that they say next to one another. So that's only good if they say one next to another. But according to Mandiyoma, that both these psukim imotzei ganav im lo yimotzei, both of them is only talking about turning tainas ganav, and the pasha of ganav says someplace else, so there's no hekesh. So there's no hekesh, killing that one from the other, Michael Meimah. So it's not just down the hekesh of kefim, it's stronger. The Mormons say it's a hekesh because from the same pasuk, from im yimotzei and im lo yimotzei, one is talking about a ganav, and one is talking about turning tainas ganav. So it's mamash a hekesh in the pasuk, that's why I say you pay kefil. And dal vehei. But if they don't run out from the same sukkah, one next to the other, from a different pasuk, there's no hekesh, why do you say you pay dal vehei? Ma'ik l'meimah. Amr Gemar says, ganif ha-ganif. I learn now from the word ganif ha-ganif, Hashem rebuye dehei, the Yisrabi b'turin tanas ganif. For the extra hey comes to teach me that by turin tanas ganif, you also have to pay dal vehei, if you make a tzvichor mechivu. Eitzvei rebechiyah barabal rabbi Yechanan. Somebody says, hey, chin shuri, give me back my shur. I gave you my shur to watch. Where is it? Nignaf. So the shurim says it was stolen from you. The shurim chinim says it was stolen from you. I'm potter. So the owner says, mashbiach, I want you to swear to me. The yom armin, he says, yes. For eidim, midu noisoi. Shokhla, and then eidim come and tell us that the shurim himself ate up your shur. Misham tashkumi kefal. He has to pay kefal. Now, for yohocho, if he ate the shur, how did he eat it? For Yehocha, the Yevshel Gazai is Vosab Leshchita. It had to be that the Ganef, the Shomer, first made a Shchita. It says the Edim came and told us that he ate it. If he ate it, he had to make a Shchita first. Still, look at Tony, what does it say? Mishav Dashtum Mekeifel. Mashma Dashtum Mekeifel, Lim Dashtum Dalav Vehei Loi. You only have to pay Kefel, not Dalav Vehei. So you see, Turing Tainas Ganef does not have the Chidish of Dalav Vehei. So Gemara says, no. Hocha B'may Yaskinu and Kagoyin, Sheochlu Nevela. We're talking about he did not make a shchita. The animal died and he was a rasha. Just like he made a geneva, just like he stole it, so he ate in the veiler also. That's what is no doubt of for the Gemara of Elishle, why don't we answer better if going shiochle treifa? Let's say it's not such a big rasha. Let's say Taki made a shchita. Just the shchita found out it was a treifa. So Mark Karevneya, the Yom HaShchita, Shein Uriya Shema Shchita. We don't want to answer that because we want to answer even according to Rabbi Meir. Because once you make a shchita, even though it's a treifa, you can't eat it, so what? We hold, if Ramei holds Shchita, Sheinu Yishma Shchita. So then you would be Chayiv Dalad Vehei. Here it says, Yepotter, it has to be, you do not make a Shchita at all, but rather just you ate the dead Behem, you ate the Nevela. For the Gemara of Elishna Behei, the Bent Pekuah, Rabbi Meir, let's say we're talking about now a Bent Pekuah. A Bent Pekuah means that the mother, when you made a Shchita on the mother, the baby was inside the mother's stomach. So the Shchita of the mother helps for the baby. Then when you opened up the mother, the baby came out, so such a shor you could eat without a Shchita. So maybe that's the type of a shor here that you were a shamer on, and you were a kaifer on it. So you have a shem ganef. Now when you shecht it, that shchita is not called a shchita, because you don't have to make a shchita altogether. So Mar says again, that's not a good answer. Kirabi Meir, the yom, a bent pekua toin shchita. Rabbi Meir's shchita is no, a bent pekua still needs a shchita. When you want to eat later, you have to make a shchita, therefore it's sudabin chayav dal vehei. So you have to say here, the only case is that he ate in the vela. For the Gemara of Elishmalek going Shamat Bedin, let's say the case is first you went to Bezdin here. The Omru Loi Tsei Tein Loi. And Bezdin paskened already for the Shema that told him Tsei Tein Loi. Like we learned before, the Omar Rava says, when Bezdin says Tsei Tein Loi, and Bezdin tells you you have to give it back, it's like the Psak is finished already. Therefore, Tofak HaMoch, if you go later and shecht it and sell it, still you're potter from Dalad Vehei. My time, what's the reason? Kivon the paskil milso. Once Bezdin paskil already gave a psak that you have to return it, it's like finished, the geneva is finished. Therefore, b'tofa chamach, Rabbi Gazlin. Later, when you make the tzvicha mechiv, it's like a new ma'isa gzela. The Gazlin loy misham tashlumi abo b'chamisha. And the Gazlin doesn't have to pay dal v'hei. Because once Bezdin said tein loy, that's finished the ma'isa geneva. When you do something new now, it's like a ma'isa gzela. That's why you parted from dal v'hei. All right, turn over. Yeah. But let's say Bezdin just said Chayiv Atalitim Loi, you should know you're going to have to pay, but we didn't finish the judgment yet. Then V'tofa Chamocha Chayiv Enechnami. My timer, what's the reason? Kol Kaimad Leib Sikilei Milsis. When Bezdin didn't give the final verdict, the clear Lashon of Tzei Tein Loi Akati Ganafu, he still called the Ganaf. Amri for the Gemara still, all the time according to your Tam Lishti, still we could have an answer. Again, the question was, how come the Shomer that was caught eating the meat, he only has to pay kefil, why not dal vehei? Let's answer, b'shutif, shetofach, shloimi das chaveroi, that they were shut from here, and one shecht without asking the other one. And in such a case, also you pot from dollar to hay. Because then you only have to pay like gimel a dollar. We had before a dollar there. You don't pay half. So shutif, the case would be potter. Rashi posed al dehay the chamisha boker amrachemon of loy chamisha chatzoi boker. So Mara says true elachad mitrei utlosa nakud. We answer one or two or three to it. Semenachanami. But our core point is not a kasha. There's a special reason why in this case he was potter from dal dehay. The yomer Rabbi Chiya Barab, Om Rabbi Yechonon, hatoy in tainas gana biaveda. Is somebody tainas tana gana biaveda? You're a shem raveda. You pick up the aveda. And then when the owner comes and says, give it back to you, give it back to him, you say it was gone off, it was nignaf. Ha'atoyin tain has gone beveda. So also, misham tashlumi kefum. You're called like a ganav, and we will find out that you really have the aveda, you're going to have to pay that kefum. My timer, the siddur pasuk says, ha'kol aveda, asher yomer. Ha'kol aveda, Rashi says, yishalem shenayim. So the diak, even for a kefir and a shemer aveda, also has to pay kefum. Eisvei Rabbi Abba b'mamu l'Rabbi Chiya b'rabba. The pasuk says, "Ki itenish." When a person gives to his friend, come a shomer, ain nesinas cotton klum. If a cotton gives, it means nothing. Rashi says, "Tehsiv ish prat le cotton." The ain ish born atainas nesinosai. We ain born the day kefil elai yedei yeah. Ain nesinas cotton klum. The ain liyelish nosnu kushu cotton. When the cotton like gave it to you to watch when he was a cotton, v'tavu kushu cotton, and he asks it back from you when he's a cotton. What's going to be nosnu kishu cotton? Let's say he gave you something to watch when it was a cotton. A small kid gave you something to watch. But in 2 years from now, he asks his back when he became a gadol. V'tavu kishu gadol. Minayin. Still, you don't have to swear on such a taina. Talmud loy ma'ad ho'lohim yobu dvashneim. That means achetein is sino tfiya shoven kiechot. It has to be that the giving and the tfiya were both the same thing by a gadol and not by a cotton. Now, v'yim iso tevi nami kaveda. Why isn't it like an Aveda also of the same thing then? Rashi, the lek in the Sina, by an Ashamer Aveda also, nobody gave it to you. And later, when the owner comes and says, give me back the Aveda, and you swear false, Yechayev Kefil. So see, by Ashamer Aveda, Yechayev for the Shvua, even though there's no Nesina. Now you're telling me now, cotton, Nesina is not called a Nesina, even though when he's Tevei, he's a Godom, so an Aveder also should be part of from a Shvua of a, they should not make you into a Ganav to be Chayiv Kefil. Omalei, Hokam Ayaskina, Goyen She'ochlu, Kishu Cotton. We're talking about here also, you ate it up when he was a cotton. Rashi She'ochlu, Balabayas, Libi Cotton, B'yoyit Shamaska Cotton, Lo Yorak, Pi Cotton, Zilat, Teres, Tainas, Mi Oilom. That's the Pshat. Aval Aveder, Michimot, Lo Yoda, when do we say by cotton yipoto? If when you ate up the pikodon, he was a cotton, so he can never come to be toveyu. But here by the aveda, where he's a godel right now, he could be toveyu. That's where here the shvua makes you into a gan. Avu kishu godel, the Gemara says, kan shachlu kishu cotton. Avu kishu godel. My hochinam with the mishalim. What if you want to tell me this shayim epikodin eats up the epikodin after the cotton becomes a godol, then he does have to pay kefil. Heyochi adetoni yachetei nesinoso tviya shavin kiyechod. Why does it say both the nesin and tviya be together? Like, listen, let us say better. Achetei achila utviya shavin kiyechod. It's not totally in the nesina. It's totally in the achila. He should have said the achila has to be when he's a godol. But if the achila was when it's cotton, he's potter. Omalei tini, it learned like that. Achetei achilo tefila shavik yechad. That if he ate it up when he was still a cotton, that's why he's potter. But then echnami, if he waited until it became a godel, and that's when he ate it up, and echnami, then it'll be chayiv kefil. Ravashi yomar, loydami avei, loydami, there's a big difference. Avei duk as yomikoyich bendas. For you hold loyasi mikoyich bendas, there's a big difference. And aveda, when you find somebody's aveda, who lost it? A bendas, a normal person lost it. So it's still called, you have a normal person's chayfetz. That's why the halachas apply, that if you're a shay, that if you're a chayfet, if you swear false, like a turn time of ganef by bikotim, you become a ganef. Mashenkin by cotton, he's not a bardas at all. There's no pasha of turn time of ganef. So that's the difference. The Yom Rabbi Chiya Barabba and Rabbi Yechonon. Hatoy in Tainas Ganav Epikodin, again, when I make you a Shem Epikodin, you're watching something from me. And you Taina that you, it was stolen from you. Ein Mechayiv, you're not Chayiv to pay Kefil, Ad Sheyichva B'Miksas. Until you're Kefil B'Miksas. You have to only be Kefil B'Miksas, not the whole thing. V'Yoyd B'Miksas. A little bit you have to admit to. In other words, if I gave you two poros, so you say one I have, one you gave me, but one you say you didn't give me. That's when you have the pasha of Terin Tanas Gana Papikodin. My time, what's the reason? The Yom HaKura, Ki Yuzeh. Ki Yuzeh means like, it is like this. Trashi Yahainu Hoyde B'Miksas. Or Pasha Terin Tanas Gana Ksiv. So when do we say if you're a Terin Tanas Gana B'Yichayiv? Only again, Raisa gave you two shores. And you say one, here it is. The other one was stolen. And you swore that it was stolen. And later we find that you have it. That's the case you're a Ganef. But it has to be that you're made to the mixas also. O pligir Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, yagaz on Chiya bar Rabbi Yosef. The Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Yosef, irav pashyus ksiv kan. He also knows these psukim are mixed up together. Rashi says posik shum mi parsha acheres nisar v'zu. This parsha of Kiyuzeh is mixed into a different parsha. Sheinim kem here doesn't belong here. Dai Kiyuzeh being kest of talvo. Hello, the mitzvah is going on halvo. Dosem koi. But that's a regular made to mixas. Where I say, I gave you $100, and you admit that I only gave you $50. That's where there's a moed of a mixas. Ta'ach pashos et epikodon, v'loi ha'de mixas chayiv. Because here the pasha, epikodon, avadi, yechayiv, even though you're not a moed of a mixas. That's called ira pashas, ksiv kan. V'chi ksiv ki yuzeh, when the pasuk says ki yuzeh, that you need a moed of a mixas, a milvahu diksiv. It's only going by a loan of money. Umayshna milva, why taka by milva here we say yoni chayiv if you're a moed v'miksas? Kid rabba, like rabba says. The yoma rabba says, mifnei ma omru Torah, what's the swear of the Torah? That moed v'miksas atayni yishavam, how come if somebody admits to half of the money you have to swear? I say I lent you $100, and you would admit that you loaned me 50, the other 50 I said you never gave me. So in such a case the Torah says you have to swear now to me that you don't owe me the extra 50. What's the reason why? Because chazaka another meyis ponim b'fnei b'chayfei. There's a chazaka person can't deny, say false in front of the person who lent him the money. You can't be meyis. You can't have oza. You can't be kayfrakil. If the person really gave you the money, it's chazaka. You wouldn't lie in front of his face. Therefore, v'ay b'kula boy de nichbrei. Really, really, you should have denied everything. Should have said, I don't know your penny. Why didn't you deny it? Because you can't do that. If your guy really lent you the money, he did you a taiva, you can't deny it in his face. If so, then you should have admitted to the whole thing. And then the question is, if you're only admitting to 50, so we should leave you, you only owe 50%. But you know why you're denying 50%? So you think like this. If I'll admit to the whole thing right now, you're going to want right now for me $100 and I don't have it. So therefore, my thought is like this. Let me just push you away right now. Until I get some money. So that's why, really, I should pay everything, admit. But I can't, I don't have the money right now. Let me be careful about curl, I can't because it's too much other. I can't deny in front of your face. So therefore, I'll be more ahead to say I owe you $50. But $50, even though really I owe it to you the extra 50, I'll say I don't, because I just want to stall for time. Hilkach, therefore, Ram Yerachman Yishrule, the Torah says nothing doing. We don't let you stall for time. We want you to swear right now if you owe that money or not. Ki Heche Deloidi, Deloidi Kule, because we want you not to swear false, but your person will be afraid to swear false. Therefore, you come to admit right away that you owe the money. By Milvi, he doesn't have the money on hand now to pay back. He wants to wait to store for time. But by Bekodim there, you're not doing me a taiva. Therefore, I'll be mayiz and mayiz in front of you. Therefore, Rashi Hilkach, Afilu Kofa Bekula, Rami Rachman is Shvule. The Torah says you have to swear even without a moed of a mixas. All right, we'll stop here. Let's go up again, Shnell. We did this yesterday. Just last Gemara was again that first we had that Rab Chiya bar Abba said on Yechanan that Toyin Tainas Ganev Pepikodin, that we say he's chayiv like a ganev. He said only if you're moide b'miksas and if you're kaifa b'miksas. And the Gemara says, Pligi to Rab Chiya b'Rab Yosef.